In our second news slot, we feature some festivals coming up. Norwich Fashion Week has started, and a local food and drink festival is to be held at the showground, whilst the annual Norwich Lanes Summer Fair is set to take place after missing last year. We can also tell those who live near Earlham Park that they will no doubt be able to hear a rock festival later in the year. Norwich Fashion Week 2017 got underway with the Mercedes-Benz of Norwich Retailers Show at Open. The seventh annual event, which celebrates and promotes the city's vibrant fashion scene, launched in style, showcasing more than 16 of the city's most popular brands. Celebrating the best of both high street and independent retailers, the show featured clothing from Jarrold, House of Fraser, Galleons, Sahara, East and John Lewis. During the hour-long event, the catwalk was awash with patriotic colours, with red, white and navy blue clearly being the must-have shades of the season. Noticeable women's wear trends included tailored jackets, floaty shirts, nautical stripes and statement necklaces with tassels, while for men it was all about the tropical print T-shirts. House of Fraser and John Lewis both debuted the same Ted Baker parrot-printed top and neutral-tone jackets. The beauty extravaganza opened with a captivating performance of a Puccini aria by the local soprano Emma Newell, and the theatrics didn't stop there, as models glided up and down the runway in beautiful costumes created by Madamarket Theatre's Amanda Harold. As well as the outfits, all eyes were on the big, bold and beautiful work of the hair and makeup artists, who didn't fail to impress with more colour and glitter appearing on heads that many thought possible.
An award-winning festival which celebrates local food and drink is set to return this year, with its popularity seeing its move to a larger venue. Porkstock will be taking over a corner of the Royal Norfolk Showground on Saturday, October the 14th, for the fourth year of it being a public event. The event was originally started 14 years ago by a group of beer and barbecue-loving friends. Now it is run entirely by a team of hard-working volunteers, with all profits going to a local charity. And for the second year in a row, Nelson's Journey, which supports bereaved children in Norfolk, will be the beneficiary. Porkstock has two distinct parts, a daytime food festival and an evening knees-up. During the day, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, Porkstock is a free family festival for food, music and fun lovers of all ages. At night, it is an adult-only ticketed event where music takes over from food as the main attraction. With two party zones, there will be an array of live bands on the main stage.
One of Norwich's most historic areas will see the return of a popular summer fair this year, after plans were pulled last year due to lack of funding. The Norwich Lane Summer Fair started in 2008 with the feel of a small village fete. It soon grew to attract crowds of more than 15,000 people. But last year, organisers, the Norwich Lanes Association, were forced to pull the event due to lack of funding. They are determined to bounce back in style after receiving overwhelming public support on social media. This year's fair will take place on Sunday, July the 9th, and will coincide with the city's Lord Mayor's celebration and cap off a whole weekend of events. As well as the usual favourites, such as the St Benedict Street Market, live music on the main stage on St Gregory's Green, art trails with workshops and pop-up DJ booths, this year's fair is looking to utilise more space than ever before, and organisers are in talks with local business owners with a view to expand. The Norwich Lanes are home to well over 300 independent retailers, restaurants and bars, many of whom will be involved in some way on the day. The first new addition for 2017 is a sunrise disco at Norwich Arts Centre, which will start at 6 a.m. and is aptly called The Crack of Dawn. The full programme of events will be completed and published in June.
Tickets are selling fast for a one-day music festival featuring hits and stars from the 70s, 80s and 90s. The family-friendly Let's Rock Norwich is taking place this year at Earlham Park on June the 24th. It is the first year the Retro Festival has come to East Anglia and will be headlined by Spandau Ballet lead singer Tony Hadley. Other acts include Midge Ure. Tickets went on sale in October last year, and it is expected that the Norwich gig will attract about 15,000 music fans. Steve Haywood, marketing manager for UK Live, the Berkshire firm behind Let's Rock Norwich, said, "Tickets are flying. More than half have sold." Norwich was launched as a date on the UK Let's Rock tour only a few months ago, and we were blown away by the reception. There is a big need for a massive one-day retro music festival in East Anglia. We couldn't be happier with the response, and the signs are there that we'll be here to stay for many years. It is the ninth year of the Let's Rock Retro Music Tour, which started in a small Berkshire village of Cookham, attracting 900 people. Since then, it has expanded, and this year's tour starts in Cookham, before travelling to Shrewsbury, Bristol, Leeds, Exeter, Southampton, Clapham Common in London. The festival's one main stage will host live acts from noon until 10:30 p.m.
He has brought an array of weird and wonderful acts to the city and county over the last 7 years. But after this May's Norfolk and Norwich festival, artistic director William Galinsky will be taking his final bow. Mr. Galinsky, 44, described his time at the festival as the most brilliant adventure, but said at the time was right now for him to pass on the festival baton. He said, "After 7 festivals, 60 world premieres, 124 new commissions, 40 festival co-productions and 2,143 individual performances, I have decided it's time to catch my breath and 2017 will be my Norfolk and Norwich Festival swan song. Being artistic director of NNF has been the most brilliant adventure. At times it has made me feel like Willy Wonka." From Robert Wilson's Walking Along the Beaches and Dunes at Holkham, to Wildworks' Wolf's Child in the Forests of Felbrigg Hall, to a cardboard St. Peter Mancroft built by thousands of volunteers, the festival has given me the opportunity to bring the audiences of the communities of Norwich and Norfolk experiences beyond an artistic director's wildest dreams.
And now for our first feature. David James of the Evening News has recounted as his weekly feature the story of Sidney Bates, who won the Victoria Cross in the Second World War. The feature is read by Peter Walsh.